Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Okay, we're going to start out this time around with Carolina Theater in Durham, West Morgan Street. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 and 888-241-8162. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 4th, it's Rhythmic Innovations. Rhythm, Funk, Innovation, Excitement. That's the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. One of the best youth tap ensembles in the world, the group features 40 dancers, ages 8 to 18, who hail from throughout North Carolina. Don't let the word youth fool you. These dancers tear up the floor with poise, passion, and professionalism. Saturday, April 30th. Regional Dance America Southeastern Regional Ballet. Raleigh Dance Theater announces the gala performance of the Regional Dance America Southeastern Regional Ballet Association Festival. This public performance will feature pre-professional dancers of the highest level in pieces selected through adjudication by Leslie Crockett, formerly of San Francisco Ballet. Monday, May 2nd, Angela Johnson presents Bon Kwe Ki Kwe in concert with Group One Crew, Gold-Plated Dreams Tour. Angela promises to deliver a hilarious, fun-filled evening, performing some of her most anticipated classic stand-up routines such as Nail Salon and Tia Mary. Tuesday, May 3rd, Chris Isaac. First Come the Night Tour. For Chris Isaac, First Comes the Song. And for First Comes the Night, Isaac's stunning first album of new material in 6 years, this gifted singer-songwriter and bandleader is bringing us a bumper crop of strong and intriguing songs from which to choose. There was no mission for this album other than to follow the songs, Chris Isaac explains. And in terms of songwriting, the floodgates really opened this time. Thursday, May 5th, it's Amber Brown is Not a Crayon. This is part of the Arts Discovery series. Based on the book Amber Brown is Not a Crayon, Amber is having what may be the worst year of her life. She and Justin Daniels were the perfect team. They laughed at each other's jokes, sat next to each other in class, and stayed best friends when Justin's dad had to move away. But now things are different. Now Justin's house has been sold and he is going to Alabama. That's too far from New Jersey to think about it. Performances of Amber Brown is Not a Crayon at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Friday, May 6th at Carolina Theater, Terrence Blanchard. Featuring E! Collective, since top-tier jazz and multiple Grammy-winning trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard embarked on his solo recording career with his eponymous Columbus Records album in 1991, the New Orleans-born and based artist has traveled many paths musically, including delivering adventurous and provocative acoustic jazz outings of original material, composing over 50 soundtracks, and even, in 2013, debuting Champion, an opera in jazz. Saturday, May 7th, Moonchild and the Internet, part of the Art of Cool Festival. To the uninitiated and unschooled festival goers, Los Angeles jazz soul trio Moonchild may have been Art of Cool Fest 2015's most unanticipated, jaw-dropping act which may be one of the reasons why Moonchild is one of only a couple of acts to be invited back for a second consecutive year. Sunday, May 8th, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle presents a surprise from the classical period. Tickets are $25. Concert starts at 3. Tuesday, May 10th, Comedy Bang Bang Live. Saturday, May 14th, Legacy Repertory Company presents The Little Mermaid. Performances at 2 and 6. Thursday, June 9th, Chris Botti. Since the release of his critically acclaimed CD, When I Fall in Love, Chris has become the largest-selling American instrumental artist. His success has crossed over to audiences usually reserved for pop music, and his ongoing association with PBS has led to 4 number one jazz albums, as well as multiple gold, platinum, and Grammy awards. Goodnight's Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number 919-828-5233. April 21st through the 23rd, Jim Brewer. With more than 20 years of experience under his belt, Brewer is one of stand-up comedy's brightest stars, named one of Comedy Central's 100 greatest stand-ups of all time. April 28th through May 1st at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Piff the Magic Dragon, part comedian, part magician, and 100% dragon, Piff the Magic Dragon recently completed a 16-week residency at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas and was a finalist on the most recent season of America's Got Talent. May 5th through the 7th, it is Jamie Kennedy. Kennedy is a true Renaissance man, mostly because he loves to wear tights while he paints abstract art. May 11th, it is Brent Blakeney. May 12th through the 14th, Craig Robinson. May 19th through the 21st, it is Jenny Zagrino. And May 26th through the 29th, Bill Bellamy. Special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer, just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 plus. Let's switch to the community of Wake Forest. The 2016 Six Sundays in Spring concert series will be held on consecutive Sundays from April 24th through May 29th. Bring the kids, friends, a picnic, and a blanket, and settle in for some fun and great music. Concerts start at 5 p.m. each week at Joyner Park Amphitheater, of course, in Wake Forest. Alcoholic beverages, smoking, firearms, and unleashed pets are prohibited at Joyner Park. It all starts April 24th with Bone Slinger. Then May 1st, it's the E.G. Peters Band. Red Hat Amphitheater's listings have increased some. Of course, Red Hat Amphitheater is on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Friday, May 6th, it's Boston. Wednesday, May 11th, Pentatonix, the World Tour 2016. Saturday, May 14th, Band Together with Trampled by Turtles, The Devil Makes Three. Thursday, June 9th, Lord Huron, Nathaniel Radcliffe, and the Night Sweats. This is a free event. Again, that's Thursday, June 9th. Friday, June 10th, it is Ellie Goulding. Saturday, June 11th, M83. Wednesday, June 15th, of Monsters and Men. Thursday, June 16th, it is Revolution. Friday, June 17th, the 1975. Wednesday, June 29th, it is 21 Pilots. Walnut Creek, Thursday, April 21st, of course, Jimmy Buffett, along with Huey Lewis in the news. Friday, April 22nd, Outcry Tour. Saturday, April 30th, Widespread Panic and Jason Isbell. Saturday, May 21st, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. Sunday, June 5th, Journey and the Doobie Brothers. Friday, June 10th, Miranda Lambert, Kip Moore, and Brothers Osborne. Saturday, June 18th, Rascal Flatts and Kelsey Ballerini. Tuesday, June 21st, Weezer and Panic at the Disco. Thursday, June 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Justin Moore, and Colt Ford. Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater, Regency Parkway, Cary. Saturday, April 9th, it is the Beer and Bacon Festival. That already took place, my apologies. Saturday, April 23rd, Great Grapes Wine Festival. Saturday, April 24th, Cary Music and Arts. This is a free show. Monday, May 2nd, True TV Impractical Jokers, Where's Larry Tour. Wednesday, May 4th, Hobnob Jazz Series presents Marcus Anderson. Wednesday, May 11th, Atomic Rhythm All-Stars, also part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Wednesday, May 18th, Styx with Kansas and Don Felder. Friday, May 20th, Chris Stapleton with special guest Sam Lewis. Saturday, May 21st, Russell Peters, Almost Famous World Tour. Sunday, May 22nd, Willie Nelson and Family. Of course, that was supposed to include Merle Haggard, but he just died recently. Wednesday, May 25th, Hobnob Jazz Series, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Saturday, May 28th, opening night of Summerfest 2016 with Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. Now, there was supposed to be somebody else at the Coca Booth, but Saturday, June 18th, Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band have canceled their appearance. Okay, Beyoncé's upcoming world tour is making a stop in Raleigh at Carter Finley Stadium. The 2016 Formation World Tour will kick off April 27th. The Carter Finley Stadium event is Tuesday, May 3rd. PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Okay, Friday, April 22nd, Martin Lawrence, Doin' Time Uncut Live Tour. Friday, May 6th, Capital City Music Festival with Maze. Saturday, May 14th, WWE Live. Friday through Sunday, June 3rd through the 5th, Sesame Street Live, Let's Dance. Again, this is all at PNC Arena. June 22nd through the 26th, Torek, the First Flight, inspired by James Cameron's Avatar. Saturday, July 2nd, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas, Future Now, the tour. And Monday, September 12th, Maroon 5, with special guests Tove Lo and R-City. We got a close-up. North Carolina Heritage Awards recipient Sheila K. Adams will perform as part of this year's Heritage Awards ceremony, May 25th. Adams traces her balladry roots back seven generations to her Scots-Irish forebears who made the mountains of Madison County their home in the mid-1700s. The highly musical families of the county's Sodom community have made Sodom famous for its music, particularly for ballad singing. Adams is a key figure in carrying forward the tradition of unaccompanied ballad singing that has enriched her community for more than two centuries. Again, that's Sheila K. Adams performing as part of this year's Heritage Awards ceremony on May 25th. Okay, 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill. Events on Friday evenings from 6 to 9. Coming up, April 22nd, Care to Dance. April 29th, Creating an Uproar. May 6th, Spinnin' and Grinnin'. May 13th, Hudson and Haw in the Plaza. May 20th, Come One, Come All. And May 26th, Foot Stompin', Fist Raisin'. Again, that's 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill. Folks in Knightdale, the town of Knightdale, will be celebrating Bike Month in style. Psyched About Bikes will be located at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater on Saturday, May 9th from 10 to 12. Start something delicious this spring with a new weekday lunch and dinner option in a beautiful outdoor setting. Every Thursday from April through June, Knightdale will host a new truck at Knightdale Station Park for lunch and dinner. And Knightdale Parks and Recreation hosts an outdoor movie night series each spring. Upcoming dates, May 13th, June 10th, and June 24th. Garner Performing Arts Center, Garner Road. Phone number is 919-661-4602. Okay, April 22nd and 23rd, it's Godspell. This is a timeless tale based on the Gospel according to St. Matthew. April 30th, David Burnham. May 14th, Natural Wonder. August 11, 12, and 13, it's Seussical Jr. Garner's award-winning talented teens and kids pack the auditorium every summer with their magnificent shows, and this August will be no exception. Join Horton the Elephant, the Cat in the Hat, the Who's, and all of your favorite Dr. Seuss characters in this fantastical music extravaganza. And October 21, 22, 28, and 29, Boeing, winner of the 2008 Tony Award Best Revival of a Play. At Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, April 29 through May 1st, don't dress for dinner. The cook is Suzette. The lover is Suzanne. The friend is bewildered. The wife is suspicious. Performances are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday evenings and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Upcoming events in Clayton, Senior Recognition Day, always the third Friday in May in the Council Chambers of the Clayton Center. Citizens ages 55 and up are invited to join. Town Square Concert Series. These free concerts bring more than 1,000 people to Clayton's Town Square. Every year, five different bands cater to a variety of musical tastes. These concerts are the third Thursday of each month, May to September. Millstock Art and Music Festival. Clayton's annual Summer Arts Festival is brought to you by Clayton Visual Arts Incorporated, the first Saturday in June in Horn Square. Also Saturday, April 30th at the Clayton Center, it's Mike Ferris. Mike plays gospel, soul, and blues. He was the founder and lead singer of the Nashville, Tennessee group Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies, but has been a solo act since 2001. Performance starts at 8. The tickets are $25. Coming up soon at North Hills, Saturday, May 14th, it is the 20th annual Triangle British Classic Car and Motorcycle Show, 8:30 to 3:30. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there, 919-567-4000. Saturday, April 23rd, Will Durst, Elect to Laugh, the Clean Comedy Series at 7:30. Durst is acknowledged by peers and press alike as one of the premier political satirists in the country. April 29 and 30 at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Dixie Swim Club. Tuesday, May 3rd and May 17th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Gingerbread Man. Saturday, May 21st, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents That Old Man River at 7:30. And then June 7th and 21st, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Little Red Hen. Carrie's Marvelous Music Family Series is at the Carrie Arts Center, April 22nd through the 24th. They're presenting The Wizard of Oz in partnership with Carrie Players. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7:30, and the Sunday shows are, or the Sunday show is at 3 p.m. Also in Cary, Wednesday, May 4th, Senior Citizens Day. Celebrate Senior Citizens Day with the Town of Cary and the Cary Senior Center. Fun entertainment and a delicious lunch from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. The lunch is $10 per person. Saturday, May 14th, Ritmo Latino Festival. It's a free family festival that showcases Latino music, dance, and art. The event runs from noon to 6:30. Saturday, May 21st, Wheels on Academy, Cary's fifth annual car show, is from 9 until 2. Okay, Carolina Music Festival's April 23rd, Rocky Fest. That's in Hidden Night. The festival site is Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. April 28th through the 30th, Family Style Bluegrass Music Festival in Roxboro. April 28th through May 1st, Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. Merle Fest, one of the country's best music festivals, features Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts and old and new favorites on more than a dozen stages. This is a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College, and the site is Wilkes Community College. April 29 and 30, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival. This is in Stella. The campground-based show is on the coast at the edge of the Croatan National Forest. Camping is not required to attend. The campground has a small water park and playgrounds. Food and beverage vendors will be on hand. And the festival site is the White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. April 29 through May 1st, French Broad River Festival in Hot Springs. The festival focuses on the French Broad River with a river cleanup, raft races, and the French Broad River Festival bike race, in addition to the weekend of live music. The festival site is Hot Springs Resort and Spa Campground. April 30th, Triangle Beach Music Festival being held in Greenville. The Triangle Beach Music Festival relocates from Garner in Wake County to Greenville for 2016. Festival site is the Pitt County Fairgrounds. May 5 through 7, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival in Denton. The Bluegrass Greats annual festival includes a golf tournament on Thursday, and on Saturday, a free children's area with rides and games. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets, though headliners may not. The festival is in its 36th year, and the festival site is Denton Farm Park. May 5 through 8, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival Silk Hope. Festival site is Shikori Hills. May 6 and 7, North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival in Huntersville. The festival site is the historic Rural Hall, the celebration of music, North Carolina, and its craft brewing traditions, presents about a half dozen bands, free beer tastings, and information about beer making, food, children's activities, and vendors representing local merchants and nonprofit groups. May 6 and 7, Bass Mountain Boogie and Snow Camp at the Cane Creek Campground. Also May 6 and 7, the Asheville Electro Music Festival that's held in Black Mountain. The festival site is Whitehorse Black Mountain. May 6 through the 8 is the Art of Cool Festival in Durham. The nonprofit Art of Cool Project works to present, promote, and preserve jazz-influenced music. Festival sites, Carolina Theater, Motor Co. Music Hall, Pinhook, and PSI Theater. Also May 6th through the 8th, it is the Carolina Rebellion in Concord. The three-stage heavy metal festival is held at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Complex. It expands to 3 days for this year's show. Okay, North Carolina Science Festival is going on now through April 24th. The festival is a series of science-themed events in towns and cities across the state. The annual celebration usually offers more than 400 events, most of them free and open to the public. The events are hosted by all kinds of community sites, including libraries, museums, schools, community colleges, universities, and even businesses. Taking a look at upcoming North Carolina festivals and events, we'll do that after the American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn free concert series. It returns this year for Thursday evenings from May 12th through September 8th. All concerts start at 6 and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. It all kicks off on May 12th with the old ceremony with the Backsliders. And then June 2nd, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with the Joss Daniel Mark Schimmick Project. Okay, the festivals and events, April 22nd and 23rd. It's the North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive. 22nd through the 24th of April, we've got two events. Both of them are Dogwood Festivals, one in Fayetteville and one in Farmville. April 22nd and 23rd, it is the Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington. The Cherry Blossom Festival in Cherryville, as you would expect. And then there's the Mebane Dogwood Festival, April 22nd through the 23rd. April 30th and May 1st, it is the Foothills Merry-Go-Round Festival in Shelby. And May 5th, Rockingham Plaza Jazz Concert Series returns for the summer. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. Now then, if you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.